This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. If you were both fully known and yet fully loved at the same time, how would you live? Perfectionism is the fear of rejection and abandonment in disguise. Freedom is the safety to be who you are because you are both fully known and fully loved at the same time. This is freedom in Christ. Over the years, I have worked with many who were homeless, and though I did not have material possessions to give them, except once in a while I handed out what my wife and I called homeless packs, Ziploc baggies of socks and snacks, but what I could give them is what I did give them. That being, in the name of Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit, I gave prayer, a listening ear, and hope. This, being seen and heard, was exactly what they needed, and so do you. We are all born naturally insecure, being disconnected from our original identity, eventually noticing a void in ourselves. Plus, living in a society like ours does not help that condition one bit. However, when an individual comes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and commits themselves under his lordship, that all changes, or at least it should. But why doesn't it for many? The reason is the exact same reason to why it is incredibly valuable to a homeless individual to hear that they are seen and heard. If a Christian, and that word means child of God, John 1:12, born from God, 1 John 5:1, a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, not of this world, having an eternal inheritance worth more than silver and gold, having within your being the Holy Spirit, who is the constant companion, comforter, counselor, spirit of truth, advocate, who prays for you, John 15:26. You also have a perfect and good, gracious giving with a listening ear, Father. You have a Savior who has saved you from sin and death eternal, and who intercedes with the Father on your behalf, who gave his life for you, who loves you and is also your Lord, who now sits enthroned at the right hand of God with all rulers, powers, angels, and demons under his authority, the one who upholds the universe by his word. There are plenty of verse references to all these titles, but I've only listed a few. And as your Lord, he is in charge of your every single day life on earth. He rules your night and day. He has absolute and full authority and responsibility over your life. Did you hear me? According to the word of God, as a Christian, you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 16:9b and 20a. So who owns you? That's right, owns your being, your welfare, your health, your security, your identity, your worth, your person, you. Being your Savior, Redeemer, and Lord, according to those words in their original terms, means you are 100% safe and secure under his lordship and rule over your life. He, Christ, has made your life of utmost value to him, having given his for yours, and now you belong to him. Think about this word. You are his responsibility. I suggest you read Psalm 91. You'll be blown away. The promises found there are for the true child of God who knows their true identity. Some, just now, became angry with these words, while others could finally breathe that they are not their own. True, if you are a Christian, by definition, you should jump for joy that you do not control your coming and going. But if you resist the blessing of the humility that comes with being called a child of God, and you want to do your own thing, and live your own way, and say maybe fit in with the world, then there is a problem with your identity. The child of God, picture the story of the prodigal son, returning home to his father, Luke 15, 11-32. After returning home from his life of sin, which we all have now been freed from, he was welcomed home with open arms and with many tears of joy and a celebration, with sandals for his feet, a robe, the family ring, and was reinstated as the son of his father. All these items represented his belonging. He once was lost, but now was found and was in his father's house and was a beloved son of his dad. Get it? He had no need to care for himself anymore. He had all his needs met. He had not a care in the world because he was in his father's house. You, child of God, are in your father's house. So, child of God, draw near. Draw near to your father and joyfully submit to your Savior and Lord and allow the Holy Spirit, who is Christ in you, Colossians 1:27, to fill and control your coming and going, your days and your nights. There is great blessing and privilege when the child of God truly connects with who they are, their identity, and walks accordingly. When you, child of God, come to terms with who you are, where you are from, why you're here, and where you are going, in other words, your identity, then you will live accordingly. So then, child of God, remember this. Perfectionism is the fear of rejection and abandonment in disguise. Freedom is the safety to be who you are because you are both fully known and fully loved at the same time. This is freedom in Christ.